Thank you and good morning. After months of negotiation, the state legislature passed a $7 billion water bond measure on Wednesday in an effort to address the effects of drought, provide safe drinking water, and to increase water conservation and storage. The measure replaces an earlier water bond that was considered too expensive. The bond passed the Assembly by a vote of 77-2, with Wes Chesbro and Republican Tim Donnelly casting the two dissenting votes. Hundreds of millions of dollars will be allocated for groundwater treatment projects, water recycling programs, water storage, and ensuring communities have access to steady and reliable water sources, including the urgent need in some areas to secure safe drinking water. Wastewater treatment will receive funding as well in an effort to prevent pollution of waterways and beaches, and funding will be available for local governments to develop regional plans for storage and upgrading water systems to increase the reliability of water infrastructure. The College of the Redwoods has reached an agreement to offer classes at Arcata and McKinleyville High Schools for the fall semester. Redwoods already offers classes at Eureka High and South Fork High, and by adding the Northern Humboldt Union School District, more students can take advantage of the general education class offerings. CR Vice President Keith Snow Flamer said in a statement that the new program allows students at Arcata and McKinleyville High Schools to take college courses while still in high school and earn college credit. Eureka High offers 8 classes per semester, and Arcata and McKinleyville will add a total of 5 classes, while South Fork offers 1 general education class. The battle to contain the lodge fire burning near Laytonville in Mendocino County continues. The fire has grown to more than 11,000 acres, and more than 2,200 personnel have been assigned to the fire. Crews are gaining ground in containing the fire, however, and containment now stands at 50%. Rugged terrain continues to make life difficult for fire crews, and officials continue to focus on keeping the fire away from populated areas as it moves to the south and the east. Smoke is also a concern in the fire area. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office, along with the County Narcotics Task Force and the United States Forest Service, conducted a marijuana eradication operation in the Shasta Trinity National Forest during the week of August 4th. Officers confiscated more than 6,000 pounds of processed marijuana, pulled up more than 68,000 growing marijuana plants, and arrested 6 people, all but one of whom were in the country as undocumented immigrants. The investigation into the grow sites revealed connections to Hispanic drug cartels, and since the first of the year, Trinity County eradication efforts have resulted in the seizure of more than 120,000 plants, 18 firearms, and the arrest of 18 people. The Humboldt County Fair opens its gates today with opening ceremonies scheduled for this morning at 10:45. The opening ceremony will highlight the many features of the fair, including the livestock shows, horse and mule racing, and begins with a flag-raising ceremony. A small parade will follow that ceremony, a parade that will be led by 1st District Supervisor Rex Bone. He'll be the guy riding the camel. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. He was the most wanted man in the local region, and he was one of the country's most wanted men as well. And then the discovery of human remains on a river bar in southern Humboldt brought to a close the case of wanted murderer Shane Miller. Sheriff Mike Downey was in charge of the 3-month-long manhunt for Miller, a search that began once Miller's abandoned truck was located last year.
As time went on, I think it became pretty apparent, because there had been no sightings, no real sightings of Mr. Miller, a couple of phantom sightings, it's hard for a person to just drop completely out of sight for that long without something, some kind of tick somewhere that says I'm still around, or I may still be around.
Downey pointed out that even with the use of dogs, the outdoor area diluted their sense of smell quickly, and the terrain and the vast expanse of area to be searched were obstacles.
I'll guarantee you, in my mind, that the time between when the truck was dumped and he met his demise was very short. I think that when you're talking about such a vast area, and we spent 3 weeks out there on this manhunt with cadaver dogs, with ground troops, the location of where the remains were found was rather inaccessible.
In the days just before Miller's remains were found, he had been profiled on a new CNN show about fugitives on the run from the law. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.